Good morning. Welcome to the Friday morning devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Lemler. I am a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. As we begin today, I just want to give you a heads up that I'll be volunteering with the International Disaster Emergency Service again next week. And as is often the case, uncertain of time, energy, and internet availability. And so it's unlikely that these morning broadcasts will be found next week. If I can get them done, I'll try it. But just to give you a heads up that if you don't find them and you're looking for them, that's likely the reason why. And should resume the following Monday, like the 28th, maybe, something like that. Anyhow, today we wrap up a week we've been focused on an undivided church, which really meant we focused on an undivided person. The people are the church. And we live as an undivided church when we begin to live individually as undivided within who we are in Christ. And today we're going to look specifically at an undivided foundation that kind of forms the rest of our ability to have an undivided work, as we've talked about, or an undivided belief. All of the things that we've talked about so far this week really center on this idea that, well, our foundation is solid. And it's true. And it's accurate. We've been looking at 1 Corinthians chapter 3, section of it. And today we get to drop my glasses. We get to verse 11, and Paul writes, and he says, "For no one can lay any foundation other than the one already laid, which is Jesus Christ." Now, a couple of things that I want to talk about this morning, and one has to do with the wording that Paul uses. But again, the thing that he's addressing primarily in this section is a division within the body of believers based on who taught them, based on who they're following, based on a person. And Paul's talked about all of these things that are undivided, all of these things in common, all of these ways that each of the people that they are following have worked together. And then he comes along and says, if it's discipleship of Christ, then it doesn't matter who did the teaching. The foundation has already been laid. And if someone comes along and attempts to lay a different foundation, then there's a problem. And so when you represent Jesus, it's important to stay true to sharing that foundation. That the foundation you lay in the lives of others is Jesus. It's true. It's accurate. There is no other undivided foundation. But in order for that to happen, the important part individually is that you're building your life on that undivided foundation. When I think about building on a foundation, I think about a garage addition that I built here at home quite a number of years ago now. And I had all of the specs, and what was required for the footer, for the foundation that this garage would be built upon. And it was one that required an inspection before I could even pour the concrete. And I was meticulous. I went through and I followed the plans, I followed the code, and I would measure and I would remeasure. And I had concrete coming and I wanted to be sure that this foundation would pass. And the inspector comes out and kind of glances at it and doesn't even do any measuring or anything. He looks it over and says, "That looks great." And he gives me the tag that signifies it passed and went on his way. Now, I have to tell you, at first I thought, what a waste of energy. If I knew all he was going to do was look at it, I would not have been as meticulous. And then it dawned on me. Did I not want it to last? To endure? Did it really matter how long or short of a time that he took inspecting it? As long as I knew it was done right? But I also realized this was his job. He's probably seen enough attempts to shortcut the code, to get by with as little as possible, that he recognizes with just a glance when something's what it ought to be. And when I think about building on an undivided foundation, I think about doing what's right and knowing that God notices. Jesus told a story, a familiar story probably to many who are listening today, about a wise and foolish builder. And one builder built that great beach house on the sand. The other, he dug down till he found solid rock. And he built his house on that firm foundation of rock. And you know the story, and likely you know the story from the old children's song about the wise man built his house upon the rock and the foolish man built his house upon the sand. The rain came down and the floods came up. The house on the rock stood firm, but the house on the sand went crash. And that's the importance of building on an undivided foundation. If part of your life is built on the foundation of Jesus, and part of it is built on self, and part of it is built on the wisdom of the world, and part of it is built on anything else that someone brings along that sounds interesting, it isn't long before your house, your life, is rather messed up. The undivided foundation is the source of stability. And once division comes within the foundation that you're building on, the stability begins to fade away. And Jesus says in that story of the wise and foolish builder that the wise builder is the one who knows, who studies, who has consumed the Word of God and does what it says. When we consider what it looks like to build and to lay an undivided foundation, that foundation is Jesus. And we understand the details, the code, if you will, of that foundation when we read the Word of God and we do what it says. Today, as we spend time praying, the big question is, what are you building your life on? What am I building my life on? Is the foundation that I'm building on Jesus? Have I taken in His Word and committed to do what it says and then actually do what it says? When I encourage others, when I share Jesus with others, am I laying that same foundation for them? Am I calling them to build their life on an undivided foundation, or am I taking the easy route and just allowing a pass on whatever they want their life to look like? But we're not about offending people just for the sake of offending people. But sometimes we go so far out of our way not to offend people that when we present Jesus, we don't present Him as the foundation. He's just something to add to your life where it's convenient. And Jesus calls us to live with an undivided foundation in how we build our life, but also to live with an undivided foundation in how we share Jesus with others. That He's it. And that's the only foundation we ought to build our life on. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank You that You are a God that loves us. Your love has given us everything that we need for goodness, for righteousness that we find in Christ. And it begins with that foundation of Jesus Himself. As we gaze into Your Word, as we understand what it says, we choose to do what it says. And in doing so, we build on the foundation that's already been laid. A foundation given to us through the blood of Jesus. A foundation shared with us by those that have shared the good news of Jesus. Father, may we examine that foundation. May we be sure that it's solid and accurate and not divided. And especially as we share it with others, may we be very careful that we're not including ourselves or other things into that foundation such that it would weaken or be divided. As Paul wrote elsewhere, may we resolve to know nothing but Christ, Christ and Him crucified, and may He be the foundation of our life, of what we teach, of how we share. May we learn to love people in a way that makes that foundation visible, but also makes it desirable. Father, as we consider our life, as we look at what we're building on, may we be very honest with ourselves as to how much of it's built on the foundation of Jesus and how much is built on our own wisdom, how much is built on the wisdom of the world, how much is built on money or stuff or entertainment or anything else that we tend to use as our purpose for living. And help us bring our foundation up to code, the code of your word. That it would be solid and it would be undivided. Father, today I continue to pray for the work of IDES and their not only their work in partnering with mission organizations and churches in Ukraine and in Poland and the surrounding countries that have taken in refugees. I pray for their continued work here in the United States that I'll be joining them in next week. As they continue to work at recovery and rebuilding repairs in Kentucky following December's tornadoes. And for those that continue to see the reminders of great loss as the work is great. The amount of work is at times overwhelming still. I think of those along the Gulf Coast in Louisiana that are still rebuilding after multiple hurricanes over several years. And the time that it takes. To resume some semblance of normalcy. Maybe you be with the leadership of IDES and with those who volunteer, with other individuals and groups that are committed to helping those who are suffering. Father, in all of it, may this undivided foundation of Jesus be at the core of what gets done, of what gets shared. And in everything that we do, wherever we are, may we lift up Jesus so that many would be drawn to Him. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Friday morning, a devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.